What's up, y'all? You are tuned in to the Pitched and Unscripted podcast. I'm your host, Mina, and man, today is special. We're back. We've been gone since November, and we just doing some new shit. We about to have fun with this shit. So, to let y'all know what's been going on, man, we no longer have AJ and Mel. However, your girl is still here, rocking with y'all. And we got a new co-host. We got a good friend of mine. It's like a brother. And yeah, I said a brother. I got me a male up here, y'all. I ain't gonna even drag it out no more. I'm gonna let him introduce himself.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Wilt, the infamous Wilt on all social medias. I want to thank my sister for putting me on. You know what I'm saying? I'm new to the podcast scene, but hey, I'm ready to get real pitched and unscripted around here, you know?
We got to, man. It's time to have fun. And as I always say, let's get live and let's get active. People, please remember that this show is brought to you, well, available to you on all major podcast platforms. You can hit us up in email at pitchedandunscripted22@gmail.com. Let us hear from you. Let's talk about some shit, because I'm ready. I got some new shit coming for y'all in this season of Pitched and Unscripted. As I should say, I really do, and I can't wait to give it to you. It's some different shit. It's some, honestly, some real shit from a male and female perspective, and I'm excited. I'm really excited. So, I don't have a Mina's fun fact today. However, we are going to talk about the double standards between men and women today.
I swear to God.
And that's a very controversial topic. I don't know why Wilt decided he wanted to talk about this today.
Because there's a bunch of double standards that I was going to call them out their name, that these females love to pull, and now they just expect niggas to take that shit.
And at the same time, you know, not only is it just men and women, but it's also women and women as well. There's a double standard there.
Yeah, see, if you could speak on that. I don't know too much about
like,
that one.
There's really a double standard there. And I didn't think it was possible. However, it is. I cannot really distinguish on the two of how it is, but it's really a fucked up double standard on that too. So let's talk about it. A double standards on women, like women and men. What double standards stand out to you the most? Like,
the main double standard that stick out to me between men and women is especially when you got a child involved. Like women, especially when it comes down to that, you know. Oh, who my child around? What you doing? Like, it's 1,000 questions when it comes down to getting your kids. If we ain't together no more, it's strictly about the kid at that point.
Right.
Why you worry about who the fuck I'm with or what I'm doing?
Right.
If you trust me as a father to my child and know I'm going to have him in a safe place, why worry about who I'm with, what I'm doing and all that? My kid good.
Right.
But it come down to, oh, you got her around him. I don't ask you about who around him when you with him, you know. I don't ask what dude you talking to, no nothing. As long as my kid straight, I don't care.
Right.
But women... Most women, I ain't gonna say all of them, most women, the 99.9% of them, it's always some BS when it come down to that, man. It's just be like, what the fuck, bro? Why does that matter? Oh, who car you driving? Why? Why does it matter who car I'm driving? I'm picking up my kid.
It depends
right?
on what lies you told this lady before. Like,
we ain't even gotta be no lies. If we ain't dealing no more, I ain't gotta tell you nothing.
You right, though, but you might be telling us some sweet nothings in the ear that got us feeling like there might be a chance or something.
Will don't give out no sweet nothings. I keep that shit real.
You might be trying to drop off some meat every once in a while or something.
And if it ever came down to that, I'll let you know, like, hey, this is what we doing, this is what we ain't doing. If we fucking, we fucking.
Yeah,
that's it. Ain't no, oh, and then you'll come in here
and then you'll be coming up in here lumped up, because this ain't even about to go for none of that shit.
Nah, you know what I'm saying? Ain't none of that going on no more. Yeah, I'm locked on, ain't nothing.
This ain't going for none of that. Anyways, well, let's go, man. Like, so the double standards I feel that come for men and women are when they say that, you know, men can go and fuck whoever they want, but if a woman does it, she's a hoe.
I mean,
that double standard pisses me off, because I thought we was all humans.
Well, I mean, but to push that double standard, it is women push that out there, because y'all will say, oh, I got an emotional attachment, I can't do that. Like, y'all will push the emotional attachment over a nigga. A nigga, you be like, oh, he fucked that bitch. He thinking with his dick.
You know? I ain't got no emotional attachment.
Yeah, but you one of the few. You got to think about that. Most women, man, once, in society today, once you fuck a woman good for real, they automatically assume you're in a relationship.
That's why I'm the type of bitch, we lay down the lines of what this is. What are we doing before we, like,
yeah, but
what
see,
we talk about? Even if we fuck first, and then we have that question of what we doing, and you tell me, oh, I don't want this, or you tell me, oh, I got this, this, and this going on. Oh, okay, shit.
Yeah, cool. But nope. You one of them people that can accept that. You can tell a girl that, like, just like a woman to ask you, oh, how many girls you talk to? I tell her, shit, I'm dealing with about 6-7 people. Oh, you a hoe, they can't do this. Oh, but if I'm, oh, I got a girl, they more willing to fuck with you then.
I mean, I can see that.
But why?
It depends on what, how beneficial you are to them, even though you got a girl.
Yeah, but if I'm single, shit, I'm single. Talk to me then. Don't
I mean,
try to
they might have talked. I mean, but 6 bitches is wild.
How?
Six is wild.
That way another thing come in right there. Why I can't talk to 6 bitches?
I mean, it's not saying that you can't, but 6 is wild.
How?
That is wild.
Hey, listen.
Bruh, that is a lot of time. That
the best
time
woman win.
You right. And I love a good competition when I'm not involved in it. But, however, 6 is wild. Maybe it's just because I'm a little bit older and I know I'm going to get irritated by 3 within the first 2 hours.
I mean, that's real, though. But when you out here, you single, you living like that, that shit ain't going to bother me. Especially when I was doing it, it ain't bother me.
Right.
Because at the time, you got to divvy out your days. You know what you got to do this, what you got to do that day. And I'm doing
not to divvy out the days.
Yeah, because listen, if I'm chilling with you this day, you know you ain't going to see me the next day. More likely you got to work. That's why we chilling this day.
Hey, listen, so, you know, I went through this breakup or whatever, and, you know, I was doing my shit. Just by you saying that, you know, you had your schedule planned out. Boy, listen, I was out there.
Listen, you ain't got to tell me.
And then,
Boy, listen, I got locked on.
Mess around and all them things was in the same club.
Ooh, I love it. I loved it.
I handled that shit.
I loved it. Bro, listen. I'm talking about I got accredited sources that tell you I done had 5 girls in the same room. Ain't no problems going on. I want to know why? Because they know what's going on. That's what happened when you put that communication out. They with understanding. But, you know what I'm saying? And they understood. They weren't one of the girls that was tripping. They were doing their thing, too. I'm not going to trip on you.
Them be the best ones.
Yeah, because the girl busts out but, like, oh, yeah. Well, what if I get a boyfriend? You just get a boyfriend. Like,
right. Bitch, I'm
we had a good run, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, that too. Like,
right, like, the fuck? What do you mean if you get a boyfriend? Oh, well, you know your role, I know mine. The
exactly.
fuck?
Exactly.
Call me when you bored. The fuck?
They call you when they ain't bored.
Right, nigga, like, the fuck? It doesn't matter. Like, and see, that's what I don't understand. Like, and I feel like double standard isn't just pushed from a woman's point of view either. It's pushed from men too, because men are quick to call a woman a hoe because she is fucking multiple women. I mean, fuck, damn, you know I'm on that gay shit.
Yeah.
But fucking multiple men, because there are women like myself who would tell you, oh, when niggas ask, because niggas do ask, well, how many niggas you talking to?
Yeah.
Oh shit, nigga, I'm talking about 3 different niggas right now.
Right.
Like, the fuck, what you mean you talking to 3? Oh, you a hoe? Well, call me what you want to. I'm living and I'm having fun, and it's not like I kept anything from you.
And see, that's the part right there. Like, that way everything get misconstrued from the jump. If somebody honest with you from the jump, people always scream, I want honesty.
They can't handle that shit.
Exactly.
They can't handle that shit.
They can't handle that shit.
Or then it's like, and then with women and ladies, oh my gosh, y'all really need to stop doing this shit. I realize that we are fucking horrible creatures on this earth. Do you understand what the fuck
most
I'm saying?
Unstable creatures.
Unstable fucking creatures. Cause baby, we want somebody to tell us the truth, but then you so battered from your past relationships, from the fuck nigga that lied to you so much, or the lies that you done told to whomever or however you told lies, that when somebody telling you the truth, you don't believe the shit. So then you keep telling the motherfucker, oh, you lying, you lying. Bitch, I done told you the truth 2, 3, 4 times. Now I'm really about to tell you what the fuck you really wanted to hear. Yes, I fucked the bitch.
Right.
And I ain't even get the fuck.
But that's what they want to hear. That's what they automatically start thinking. Like, even, girl, especially with girls with niggas, you can't be a popular nigga at all. That shit kills them. Like, for one, if I look good and I'm single, you really think I ain't talking to no fucking body? Let's be real about that situation. If I look good and I'm single, y'all really think I'm not talking to nobody? As many beautiful women that be out here, bullshit.
No boy, a dog.
Shit, I ain't a dog no more.
No
shit.
More.
Shit.
No more.
Pit bull with a pink thing hanging out. Boy,
oh, my Lord, not the
good
pink one.
Hell yeah, the fuck?
Man, that shit's so slack.
That life. That real, though. But you got some girls out here that just like that, too, brother. It, man.
Hey, for real, I'm one of them.
Oh, I know.
I am one of them. I am one. Lord, if the Lord would have allowed us women to somehow choose the option to avoid a period and grow a penis for them 7 days that we have a cycle, nigga, I would be out here humping. Do you hear me?
Your dick gonna be hurting. You do.
I promise you, the whole 7 days.
Nah.
And I ain't gonna even care if it start hurting, because you know, on that 7th day, that motherfucker draw back up, it's gone.
Shit, you take that,
a reset.
You know what I mean? See, and then another thing, y'all need to understand, especially with niggas. Yep. They push that shit. Oh, they like women, y'all determine how a nigga fuck you. I'm gonna be completely honest on that. I know we talking about double standards, but I had to throw this in there. Y'all determine how a nigga fuck you. If you come in there with some bullshit, he gonna give you some bullshit dick. If you on bullshit and you, oh yeah, I meant to link up with you 3 weeks ago, but I just been, nah, nigga, you make time for every fucking thing. You can make time for that, man. You just bullshit. And that the part right there, y'all get mad if y'all pushing off a nigga and he go get another bitch. Now you mad. How the fuck that work? Double standard. You doing what the fuck you want to do, right? In them 3 weeks, you ducking and dodging this nigga for whatever reason. But he start talking to another bitch in that 3 weeks and you see them out. Oh, now you mad. Now you want to push the issue like, oh, I thought you wasn't talking to nobody. This, that, that. Girl, get the fuck out my face for one. For two, bitch, you be bullshit. So I moved on to my next contestant.
Hey, the like, runner up.
Shit. You see how they doing that 20-in-1 shit? Now them niggas that no, you can go. No, they are, that's real life.
Hey, that's creating insecurities in the most, for real, for real.
For real. Insecurities come from inside yourself.
I mean, it does.
And plus, women don't know how to take certain shit too. If a nigga tell you, like, hey, you know what I'm saying? When we doing this, I want you to do this. Why you can't hear that man out? But when women say something, nigga got to hear it instantly. That the biggest.
And I agree. I agree. I agree with you 100% on that. I agree with you on both levels, though.
Yeah.
Well, I disagree and I agree. And the reason that I disagree is because it's not just women. Men are like that as well. That is why I don't fuck with niggas. Now, men do not listen when it comes to just shit in the bedroom.
That comes from niggas thinking they know everything. Like, you got to be open-minded to certain shit. Like, to please your woman, you got to be open-minded to what the fuck she wants.
Yeah, most
every
niggas
girl ain't the fucking same.
Most niggas think that just giving her a dick is pleasing her. Oh, shit, I made her come. Nigga, she was probably thinking about somebody else. As a matter of fact, when most niggas be praising a woman rubbing on her clit, 9 out of 10, her mind went somewhere else.
Exactly.
Because if she had the time or had the thought to want to play with her clit, her mind wasn't into the situation that was going on. Which, it don't get me wrong, she could have been doing it because she likes it, but
majority of the time,
yeah,
she thinking about some other shit.
Yeah.
And I mean,
and not, it might not even be somebody else. It's just some other shit. Some other shit you might have done that you're not doing currently.
Right. But you know what I'm saying? But even like, how can I put this?
Say that shit for what it is.
These girls think they know what they're doing. Oh yeah, I done. You know what I'm saying?
What we not gonna do is go back and forth on the who know how to fuck the best, because yeah, niggas is trash. I'm not gonna let you sit up here and talk shit about my ladies like they don't
say,
know what they doing.
All niggas ain't trash. All girls ain't trash.
You're
There's
right.
some girls out here that goddamn know what the fuck they doing.
True.
You know what I'm saying? Big props to them. Their attitudes might be shitty.
That's what.
Their personalities might be shitty. You know what I'm saying? It hard
it's
to find those three together.
It's
like,
because they know what the fuck they offer.
Yeah, but niggas know what the fuck they offer too. And most times, now we speaking on what women offer, man. To keep that shit a buck too. Most women, I mean, you got to think about how society set up. These bitches want a nigga to take care of them. He got to buy you this, buy that. Oh, you bringing this pussy? What the fuck I'm going to do that for? I can get that shit anywhere.
Mm.
What type of mindset you got? How you going to help me make more money? How you going to better my life?
That is a double standard as well.
How?
No, I'm saying it's a double standard because everybody's looking for whatever they're looking for, but really not looking for it within the person they're looking for, if you get what I'm saying. Like, everybody says, oh, I want this, I want this, I want this. Have you looked inside yourself? Are you giving yourself those things?
Hell no, they ain't. Majority
that,
of them.
And that's why you're never going to find it.
Exactly.
Like, it's a double standard on that, because everybody's looking for something from someone else.
Yeah, but even with that, so these girls with these high standards, shoot down a good 9-to-5 man because he works a 9-to-5 and he don't make exactly how much you want him to make. But
right.
I mean, in my, you know what I'm
to
saying?
To upkeep a lifestyle that you can't upkeep yourself.
And you know what I'm saying? I live a good lifestyle. I make good money. But I see some of these same people that say they want that. Oh, yeah, $20,000 ain't nothing, but you only make $30,000 a year.
I ain't lying.
Like, how the fuck $20,000 ain't nothing, but you only make $30,000 a year?
You only see
something ain't making sense on that. People don't understand the longevity of money. Y'all talking about quick money. Oh, yeah, he got 20 bands today. How much he going to have next month? How much he going to have in a year? How much does he make yearly? You see this 20 bands he got. Now, how long is that going to last?
2 weeks.
Exactly, because the nigga trying to trick. Now, he ain't never had 20 bands before. He going to blow that shit.
2 weeks. And they buying.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I don't knock no ladies who's selling it. Hey, get your money.
Ladies always keep a price on it. What do you mean? Like, and I promote it. Keep a price on it. Nothing is free. If they want it, trust me, somebody going to buy it. And it could be the nigga that you really want to buy it that's going to buy it.
Shit, the niggas ain't free either. Shit.
They not. And they get paid for it too. I love it.
And what?
Women be tricking on niggas.
Some of them.
Women trick
and
on
and it's
niggas.
Usually older women who trick
women
on
trick on niggas. Cause I was young tricking on niggas. I was young tricking on niggas. I knew what I knew I needed to do what I had to fucking do. Matter to fact, get
I'm,
what I
I'm
wanted.
I'm gonna retract that statement because it was some nice females I used to deal with that made sure I was good. So I ain't gonna knock them on.
Yeah, I used to
I'm
trick
gonna give
on
y'all,
niggas.
Y'all big
and,
shout
and here's the thing, I used to I will trick first.
Ooh, I like them.
I'm telling you, I will trick first. Maybe if I like you, yeah.
Ooh, you trick first. I'm a trick bigger.
And that's what the fuck I knew. So that's why I didn't mind tricking first, because my trick first could have been small. Could have been something simple. It's the point that a nigga is not used to a bitch doing it.
Exactly.
And what you do is you find a nigga that's not used to a bitch doing it. You find a nigga who got money, who's always used to spoiling a bitch, and you buy him something first. Yeah. You buy this nigga something simple, just something thoughtful, and you have his ass wrapped up and in love with your ass, and now all of a sudden, guess what, Bookie? You are sliding his debit card.
Exactly. It ain't even gotta be nothing small. You can buy that nigga shoes. If that nigga likes shoes, buy his shoes.
Yeah.
If that nigga spending bands on you, what is $200?
Baby, if you buy, but see, that's the thing. You're spending this $200 before he's even spent bands. All he did was take you out to dinner at this point.
Exactly. Shit, but you
know,
cheap.
But I mean, it can be. I'm a simple bitch. So, you know, it was never no Benihanas for me because I don't care about none of it. Actually,
oh, nah.
This shit is nasty.
I used to be a 2-for-20 ass nigga. Don't get me wrong, though. I used to be a 2-for-20 ass nigga. We go to Applebee's.
And would bust that bitch down. I'm right. Telling you.
And get bust down after. You hear me?
Hey, that was the life we was living at the time. What was that like? Goddamn 2000, what?
Shit, mine was goddamn early 2010s.
Man, shit, I don't even know where mine was.
That shit came to a abrupt halt 2016, though.
Hey, I'm trying to tell you, mine came, shit, you know mine was early then, because mine came to an abrupt halt 2008.
God damn.
So, yeah.
I still been in high school tricking.
Shut your motherfucking mouth. We not even going to discuss what we trying to talk about right now.
You already know.
So, let me ask you a question.
What's up?
When it comes to men and sex on the first date, compared to waiting, what's the difference? Like, in your opinion?
In my opinion, when it comes down to that, like I tell people, I treat that shit like a test drive. Like, when you go look at a car, you want to test drive that motherfucker before you buy it, right?
Right.
Before you make ownership of that property, you want to test drive. You know, I understand the waiting process. You know, I respect that out of people. I ain't going to knock you for it. I don't knock people who do it on the first date.
Right.
Because I need to know. Because don't get me down the line and the shit trash. Then I'm like, damn. I done invested all this time in you. I really like you. You're sex trash.
Right.
That's really what it be. Like, don't make me invest my time in that shit trash. Like, then like, damn, you don't even want to listen when I'm trying to teach you what I like. So you pushing me away at that point.
Right.
But, you know, sometimes you waiting that shit. Damn, everything is cracked up to be for real, too.
I will say this. When it comes to telling a woman something about what she's not doing right in sex, she automatically takes this as, you know, offense. Somebody who can do it better. She's definitely going to take offense to it. Like, she is not going to correct it at all, because just how in the fuck can you say that she's just not the best person that you've ever had in your fucking entire life? That shit is sad. Women, ladies, for sure, grow the fuck up.
Exactly.
You are supposed to be learning something new every day. Not everybody is a sex goddess, and none of y'all are trying to improve in that area at all. Half of y'all aren't anyways. You keep doing the same shit. Listen to that man. He's trying to tell you what is required to satisfy him. You don't know it all. He's not the last nigga you fuck, and he ain't gonna be the last one. So listen to that, man.
Every nigga different. Some niggas can deal with the bare minimum.
However, when it comes to sex on the first date, you made a statement about when I go to the car lot, you want to test drive the car. Me personally, I don't want to test drive my car when I first see it. The first thing I want to do is look inside of it and see what's going on. However, so if I'm dealing with a man, baby, unzip your pants and drop them hoes, because I need to see what you are bringing to the table before you even get it hard.
I mean, that's part of the test drive.
I just like to look at it first, because first of all, you're not coming. I don't even want to test drive it if it ain't got what I want.
And that's a fact. But that's why I say, I mean, the test drive is just a broad statement.
Nah, I get what you're saying, you but know. But that was just my statement compared to what you're saying. However, with you saying as a man, as a woman, when it comes to sex on the first date, I agree with you 100%. I do not want to come down the line and you don't know how to fuck me. Whether it's male or female, do not waste my time. Sex is important to me. So, yeah, let's get this shit over with, because if I can't work with you on it, or if I can't see myself continuing to fuck you. Like, if I can't give you a second time, then it's definitely a no.
Damn, they don't even get a second chance. Hell, they
no. I messed around and decided to go back and fuck my first when I was an adult, after I had like my second child. Mm-hmm. He was in my inbox heavy. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to try this shit to see if it was what it was. Baby, he was a disappointment. Damn. I got up. He was like, hey, so when you going to let me come back? I was like, you're not.
Damn.
You're not. He was like, what you mean? I was like, that shit was not what I thought it was. Like, I understand I was young, but and baby.
He thought he'd be putting in work too.
He was sweating and everything. Maybe it was so, I was like, oh my God. And the whole time in my head, I'm like, this is the shit that I was going crazy over when I was in high school.
It hit different when you was in high school.
But I was so disappointed in myself.
Had a different mindset.
So yeah, like that, I definitely, if I would have decided to date him as an adult, going off of the first time experience, man, I would have been so mad. I probably would have fought that young man.
See, yeah, exactly.
Because what kind of bullshit is that? And I've done the waiting thing. I've made a guy wait only to get with him. I was dating a guy from overseas. Mm-hmm. He wasn't from overseas. He was playing basketball overseas.
Gotcha.
And, you know, we met him jumping in my DM, whatever. We talked. We were talking for about 6 months before he finally was able to come home. And, you know, the anticipation of sex just built up. Baby, this 7-foot man came home and had a shrimp.
Ooh.
And I was so upset, because here it was. I thought I was getting something. You know, all my life I done heard men with big feet, you know.
That ain't all.
Even though
true.
We knew that was a lie, but, you know, they still swear for now that that's what it is. It was just, it wasn't given.
Was he better at other things? I mean, other than it being a shrimp, they say most people got a small one to know how to eat, right?
I was so disappointed with everything, with the whole shrimp shit situation. I don't even remember. He was really a one-time situation, because it wasn't like he was coming back no time soon. By the time he did come back, it was somebody else's turn.
Yeah, I feel that.
Possibly before he left, it was somebody else's.
I had a couple one-night stands, I mean.
A couple, yeah. My whole lineup is almost one-night stands.
I mean, I had a couple of one-night stands that was good, too. It just, damn,
shit, yeah.
I ain't gonna never see you again.
Hell no, that's just what it was. And people struggle with one-night stands, and that is crazy. Men and women struggle with what the definition of a one-night stand is.
I mean, how the hell you struggle with something? One-night stand.
Because they be exchanging numbers. Why are we exchanging numbers for a one-night stand?
They trying to make it more than one.
Yeah, like, that. I don't get it. Like, it.
I mean, you might link back up later in life, like you said with your first. You know, you might catch them later on in life. They might be back in town. They might have moved out, came back.
No, and the only reason why we linked up was because he was harassing me.
Yeah, that nigga said he was trying to double back. That what it was?
Shit. It was a waste of my trip. I'm trying to tell you.
I done had a couple of those.
Oh, real wasted trip. Oh, snap, I'm over here messing up stuff. Nah. So.
But back, what I was about to say.
Ain't no way you just lost your thought like that.
Damn right, but. How does it work with women? Like, how can they be bad in the bedroom? Enlighten me on that. Because, you know, you do your woman to woman thing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Something I never know nothing about. But I done heard, you know, females talk, oh, no, that girl trash. She can't do this. She can't do that. Like,
it really be like that, too.
How do if you out here, you know what I'm saying, you done dealt with females, not you, but other females. Like, oh, I done dealt with these females, this, that, and third.
I've dealt with some bad females. You ever seen a cat lick on something, like, or how it lick milk or some shit like that?
Yeah.
When they do shit like that, and men do it too, but women Like, that's the only way to really describe it. When they look, they
not when they say women eat better than men.
Not all, but the mass majority of women do. They do. And I'm here to stamp that they do. And I'm not saying just from myself on a bragging standpoint. I'm saying from me receiving. I don't care nothing about your little pushed up lips.
Yeah, look at the face. Girls ain't doing shit.
But, man, listen, them girls is hitting. What? And the crazy shit is them girls strapping, too.
That wild to me. Like,
them girls strapping. Them girls strapping like they came, like they was born with it. Man, listen, the first time I allowed one to get hold of me.
See,
but that's another episode.
That's a whole other episode because I got a lot of questions about that.
And
shit.
We can run them. Like, we can run them.
I got a lot of questions. I'd be confused. Like,
we can run them for sure.
You know what I'm saying? You want a woman, but you want the strap. Like,
no, it's the visual.
It's the visual.
It's the visual. We want women. We want a woman.
So y'all want to see titties in a strap. That was y'all.
But at
see.
The same thing, at the same time, women masturbate. So what do you think?
I mean, I know that.
So it's still like,
it's a penetration thing. That's why I'm like, how the fuck?
We don't want men. Men have the tool, but they don't know how to use it. It's still selfish. Why would I go and have sex with a whole human being who is not going to satisfy me?
See, and that's where you're going across the wrong nigga.
Man, at
that
listen,
point, listen, all that, because you got some niggas out here. You better get your nut before they get theirs, because that's all they in it
and
for.
And that's what 90% of them are. You better get your nut before.
Nope, but that goes back to my initial statement. You determine how a nigga fuck you.
Exactly. No, and you know what? And that was where the controversy came on You Control, which I agree with you. You do. You set the tone. But also, if a nigga is not capable of fucking any other way than the way that he fucks, there is no way that I can control that. If he's just a bad fuck, he's just a bad fuck. That ain't got shit to do with me. I can come in him. There. I can come in there and dominate the fuck out of him. I'm talking about flip him everywhere but loose. And he could still not satisfy me.
Damn. A nigga getting flipped sound kind of crazy.
And shit, it happens.
Whoa. That's insane.
That's another episode too.
Hell yeah.
Because your sister got stories.
That's insane. I don't know nothing about that flipping shit.
But like, yeah, like, no, I agree with you, yeah, because a woman can set the tone for how a person fucks her. A man can set the tone as well too, because if I come in the room and my sex appeal level is on 1000 and you just dry as fuck, I'm gonna give you basic sex too, sir, because I want to abort the mission, but I gotta see this shit through because I'm here.
What if he didn't want to do it on the first night, though?
Then say that shit. We grown as fuck.
Yeah, but that shit sound wild. Like you say, women don't know how to take rejection on that, especially when it comes to sex from a man.
I am one woman who don't know how to take rejection from nobody. Because what do you mean you don't want me? The fuck?
Exactly. 99% of women, if you, we trying to fuck, nigga, like, nah, I don't want to fuck. It automatically, like, well, what the fuck? What you got going on? You gay or something? First thing they ask a man.
Oh, I ain't asking you if you gay. My thing is, do you not what? Nigga, do you not see me?
Yeah, I see you, but shit, this ain't what I want to do now. I want to peep the vibe. I see what the vibe is now, but you know.
But once you express that, I'm pretty sure a female is just like, oh, okay, I get it. And we going to put you in the group chat like, bitch, this nigga just really told me he ain't want to fuck. He want
to
peep the vibe.
Exactly. How often are you going to talk to that man again after that?
I mean, shit, my homegirl's going to be like, shit, see what he's talking about.
Shit, most homegirls ain't going to be like, damn, girl, what the fuck wrong with that nigga? Uh-uh. Like, and then the girl be like, shit, I don't think I want to talk to him no more.
That's why bitches is single now, because they listening to other people. Exactly. When people stop listening to other people and do what they feel, they'll realize how much happier they are.
They can't, man. Social media got them fucked up.
Hey.
They got to have an image. It's an image that these people got to live by. You got to have the most expensive clothes. You got to drive a nice car. Like, you got to have that life on lock on social media. So you can't go out like that. No, shit. Cause damn, like I say, how the dirty draws end up in a group chat. Once one of the girls fall out, like, why is that the main thing?
I don't even know, because, yeah, we would have had a whole lot of conversations about that, too. But, however, speaking on social medias, we're going to close this show out. Man, welcome to the family, my boy. Again, I'm happy to have you here with me. I'm ready to do this with you. Go ahead and get them people your social media handles.
Hey, man,
baby,
my social media handles is the infamous Wilt. DA_infamous Wilt. That's me. Y'all follow me on X, formerly known as Twitter, Instagram. I mean, that's all my handles, even Snapchat. Come follow your boy, man. You'll see the type of lit life I live.
And this is your girl, Mina. You know, you can find me on Facebook at Mina Hawkins. And you can find me on the Pitch and Unscripted Podcast Facebook page as well. Please remember, let's get live and let's get active, people. This is Pitched and Unscripted.